Listen, if we have President Greg Youngkin, we lost. If we have President Caitlyn Jenner, we lost. If we have President Rich Liberal Jew Dave Portnoy, who supports abortion, we lost. You can't win with it anyway, but even if you did, it's a loss. So that's why the so-called barstool conservatism is really the biggest threat to conservatism, in my opinion. What conservatism is about in this country is our identity as a nation. What are we conserving, after all? Our identity as a nation. That means our demographic identity, our cultural identity. That means our holidays, our heroes, our monuments, our museums, our memorials. It means the demographic composition of our country, which is being altered and attacked through immigration. It means preserving the identity and the culture of America. It also means conserving the faith of our country and the moral Christian order of our country. Yes, that stands opposed to Judeo-Christianity. It stands opposed, I'm sorry, to Judaism. America's not a Jewish country, it's a Christian country. There is a Jewish country in the world, it's called Israel. If you want to live in a Jewish country, they will give you citizenship if you are Jewish, so you can go and check that out. But America's a Christian country. So the things that conservatism is about is not about free markets or political correctness. Conservatism is about conserving and preserving and protecting our identity as a nation and the faith of our nation. That's, and everything proceeds from those things. We want an economy that can support families. We don't want families so that they can prop up the economy. And that's an important distinction. You know, free market dogmatists will tell you, you need to be having kids so they could pay into the Social Security, or you need to have kids so that the economy can grow or something. No, the economy is there for the families, not the other way around. So our economic policy proceeds from the need to have families. Our economic policy proceeds from the idea that a productive economy serves the family unit. It serves breadwinning males. And it allows them to get married young and have lots of kids in an affordable way. That's what the tax code and the monetary policy and the fiscal policy should be based on. And that's one example, but that's how everything should proceed. Not let's sort of cobble together some kind of platform based on winning over various TikTok fandoms. So for the presidency this year, we're going for the Charli D'Amelio following and the Dave Portnoy following and the Caitlyn Jenner following and the James Charles following, and we're trying to go for the Miranda Cosgrove following. No. Our platform and our policy must be rooted in the eternal. It must be rooted in the truth. It must be rooted in the real right wing and real conservatism. If it's anything other than that, it's not a win. If it's anything other than that, it's not right wing. These are leftists. Dave Portnoy is a rich liberal Jew. Don't kid yourself. He's a rich liberal Jew, and political correctness is temporarily getting in the way of his business interests. Let's not pretend it's anything other than that. If you're going to go on TV and say, I support Democrats because banning the killing of babies is a bridge too far, you are not one of us. You are not conservative, you are not right-wing, you are not Christian, you are not on our side. And I am perfectly willing to cut people off. And conservatives should be broadly be willing to cut people off and be willing to alienate those people for issues like that. Sorry, but abortion, pornography, drug abuse, other sort of degeneracy, LGBT, these are things which we cannot compromise on. These are the things which are creating societal ruin. What good is it to have a good tax code if you've got what we're going to have coming up in Pride Month, which is drag queen story hour in front of children? What good is a prosperous economy if all of the young males are being addicted to pornography at age 12 and all the females are going out there and making it for a quick buck to get into college at age 18? I don't want to live in that society, actually. I don't care how politically correct the society is if that's the society that we're living in. And the same goes for drug overdoses, which we just hit a new record for drug overdose deaths. We're in a war. We have to fight. We have to fight for our side. It's as simple as that. So, that's the Dave Portnoy situation. Go figure, a rich liberal Jew wasn't on our side. Huh, imagine that. Maybe that's why Republicans have been failing so long. You know, if you take a look at who donates so much money to politics on both sides, it's a lot of rich liberal Jews. You know, it's almost like atheist Jews and homosexuals have been influencing the Republican Party for decades, and that's why we've gotten the exact platform I just described. Because atheist Jews and homosexuals have no problem with drugs, pornography, homosexuality, and abortion. Maybe that's why the Republican Party has failed to stop all those things for decades. That's why we need a new era of Christians. Christian men running these things. Trump confidant and advisor Steve Bannon and Groiper guru Nick Fuentes himself. Groiper guru, let's fucking go. Groiper guru, can I get a GG in chat? Let's get a GG in chat for Groiper guru. I'm not a guru, okay? I am an inspirational artist genius. Call me inspirational artist genius. Let's get a GG in chat for Groiper guru. The Groiper goober, the goofy goober himself. Groiper guru, more like goofy goober. More like goopy gooper. Yeah, I'm a goofy goober. I'm a wingnut, and I'm also a knucklehead McSpazitron. I'm a goofy goober. So yeah, print that next time, all right? I identify as a goofy goober. In comparison to the barstool conservatives, the inclusive populists, the multiracial working class populists, we are the Christian American nationalist movement. That is our mission. Our job is to fucking destroy the barstool conservatives. Our job is to kick down the door of their bar, take a barstool, and fucking break their head in with it in the name of God and in the name of our white ancestors in America. That's our mission. Our job is to take a bar stool and throw it through the window of inclusive populism. Our job is to take a bar stool and smash down the gates of the Republican Party with it, with a cross and a rosary and a MAGA hat and an I'm with Groiper t-shirt. That's what we're trying to do. In case anybody forgot, that's what we're about. And you're damn right. You're damn right this is the Christian American nationalist movement. You're damn right the Groipers are forming an alliance with the Catholics. And you're right we have a plan. And we are going to take the Republican Party and we are going to drag it against its will back through the doors of the church and to the altar. And we are going to baptize it. That has been the mission from day one. It is what we're engaged in right now. You saw that over the weekend. You know, there was a lot of drama over the weekend, and at the same time, you had a real Groiper out there. Let's remember what the Groiper Wars was about. It wasn't about e-drama. It wasn't about, I don't even know what, making fun of Ethan Ralph because he's fat. That's not what this is about. That's never what this has been about. The Groiper War in 2019 was about going to the Charlie Kirk events and saying, hey, guess what, bozo? You're not conservative enough for us. With the rosary, with the MAGA hat, guess what, pal? No more open borders, no more stapling green cards to diplomas, no more favorite gay black veteran on the stage. Eh-eh. No more ambivalence about whether or not you stand with America versus Israel. Eh-eh, not good enough. We don't accept that. And what has transpired in the years since is that we have seen immigration moratorium become a mainstream position. Has anybody noticed that? Well, everybody else was bickering about I don't even know what, freaks on the internet. Immigration moratorium just became a mainstream policy this year. You're welcome. I've seen a lot of Catholic conversions in the mainstream right wing. We see that Christ is King is a chant that is growing louder and louder and echoing more and more in the American right wing political space. This weekend, in 2022, We saw a group of Groypers with their rosaries and their America First hats back defending the churches from the pro-abortionists, and we saw two sitting congressmen quote tweet and praise them for it. That is the mission of America First in 2022. Do not be dismayed. Do not be blackpilled. Never forget that our real enemy is not the left. It's not the media. It's not the people that gossip about us. It's not whatever else that goes on, circular firing squad bullshit. The real enemy is the powers and principalities in another realm. The real enemy is Satan and evil itself. Never forget that. The real cause here, we are America First and Nick Fuentes on Earth, but our real cause is Christ. And our real enemy is the devil and evil itself. Now understand that in this fight that we are in, it is because, not in spite of, it is because we are the movement that has the banner of the cross and the Christ on it, that we are attacked more than anybody, more viciously, more relentlessly, by people far more powerful. It is because of and not in spite of the fact that that is our banner and that is our heart and that is our cause. Never give in. Never forget what kind of struggle we're really in. It is a spiritual, religious, moral struggle. So when you see this kind of satanic hatred that you see people trying to burn down a church for their right to kill babies, when you see the lies and the deception, when you see all this stuff, remember the demoralization is what the devil wants. That is what the devil wants to get over on the movement that wants a Christian country. Do not count on men. Place your faith in God. We can achieve the impossible through God. Because we had to figure out how to keep the fucking lights on. You know what I mean? After January 6th, the government's coming down on us. The tech stuff is coming down on us. Banned on Twitter. No fly list. I was just getting hit by the Death Star. You know, last year it was like they hit me with the Death Star. For all of that to happen at the same time was just like, who could stay standing after that? Oh yeah, me. They took all my money, they destroyed my income, they put me on a no-fly list, they banned me from all my platforms. It was brutal. It was brutal. And so for the year, it was just like a mad scramble. Okay, let's get this website up. Okay, let's do AFPAC 2. Okay, we're on the no-fly list. Let's just drive everywhere. Okay, we got to raise money. Okay, we got to do a new payment processor. New payment processor. New payment processor. New payment processor. Okay, now we got to build Cozy. Okay, we got to do this. It was just like this big scramble. And I was depressed. I had a lot of personal stuff going on. It was horrible, as you know. And so I think I held on pretty well. I held it together for the most part, but I lost some of the deliberateness because it's a very difficult thing that I do every night to execute a long-term sophisticated strategy night after night, with each instantiation contributing to it cumulatively. It's difficult to kind of keep a good head game and, you know, focus on the higher stuff. And so, you know, I'll admit, I think I had some of my best shows ever last year. I'm not going to say it was a bad year. We had a great year in spite of everything, but I'm just going to say that things got a little cloudy. You know, the fog of war descended, and I feel like for the first time the fog is lifting. I felt that in December. I felt that in December, and it's been this continuous process that the fog is lifting. And once again, I'm able to see the vision that I had years ago. I'm able to see the vision more clearly, and I'm once again tapping into that kind of intuition that I had years ago, and it never left me, but I'm really sharpening that, and I'm really, like I said last night, have a much clearer vision of where this is going in 4, 6, 8 years than I did 6 months ago. And if it's a good feeling. It feels good. I feel like this latest drama honestly kind of like woke me up. It's a process that started in December, because I was kind of, for the last year, I was filled with a lot of self-doubt and a lot of confusion and a lot of, I was under attack. I was under attack by everything. And in December, I was kind of like, I started to come out of this coma, and like this weekend kind of kicked my ass. And I was like, Nick Fuentes has fucking returned. I'm back. You know, I'm not gonna lie, it was a tough year. Like, that takes a toll on anybody. Really, it does. And I gave people assurances behind the scenes, like, listen, we just gotta get back on our feet. We got knocked on our ass this year. And keep in mind, that should be something that we take pride in, that we basically were just cutting through everything unstoppably for years. And they kind of knocked us on the back foot last year, but it took everything for them to do it. The full weight of the FBI, the federal government, all of big tech. I mean, they really threw everything they had at us, the whole financial system. And we literally got up, dusted ourselves off, and it's like, yeah, here we are, bitch, cozy.tv. Cozy.tv, bitch, cozy.tv/Nick. We're back. And I'm the secret weapon. I mean, ultimately, at the end of the day, I'm the secret weapon. And that's why they attack me. That's why they attack my mental. That's why they attack my mental game. Because they know I am the guy. They know I am the genius. And so they know that if they assault my psyche, they know if they assault my mental game, they know that is how the whole thing stops. So they want to bring my mind down, because they know that I've got it all in here. It's all in here. I know what's up. And so there was a full-on psychic assault, but you just pissed me off. All you did was piss me off. You know, yeah, you confused me for a little bit, but now I'm just pissed off and I'm back, okay? I'm back, we're back. F you.
Not sorry sent $5. Hey Nick, what's your take on SSPX? I'm glad to see the Growipers partnering with Church Militant, but their anti-SSPX stance seems pretty silly to me.
I mean, I don't want to get too into the sectarian type stuff. I'm not SSPX. I don't like that it's not... Listen, I'm Catholic. I'm not SSPX, I'm Catholic. Okay, that's how I feel about all that stuff. That's how I feel about Sedes and SSPX. And I know SSPX is technically in communion with the church. But listen, I'm Catholic, all right?
Forged out of the past and into the present, into the dream of the future.
Good morning, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Today is Monday, May 16th, 2022. I'm Lou with the American branch of PNN. Today is going to be kind of a different show. I'm not going to be editing the show today. I just got to get it out. Got to get it out to you guys. I've wanted to get this show out for the past 2 days, and I just haven't been able to because I've been so busy. So I got to get this one out, so I'm just going to record it, and it will be a live show, you know, because we do it live here. Doing it live. No editing show. You're going to get a show of me without edits. I've done a few in the past. Here you go. It's been a while. Back to the unedited. I'm going to probably sound a lot stupider. Here we go. What's the show going to be today? First, Poll News Central has returned, guys. I meant to talk about it in the last episode, but I just had so much going through my fucking brain trying to get that analysis of Nick Fuentes' employees done that I totally spaced on. Poll News Central's back. He has been back for a week now. Blessed Poll News Central, putting in the work. Jesus Christ. So everyone go check that out. I'm going to do a Poll News Central special very shortly. I'm super busy right now. It should have been done 2 days ago. Oh well. That aside, it's going to be a 4chan mass shooter special. That's what the show's going to be today. It's going to be great. We're going to talk about the 4chan mass shooter that is totally not glowing in any way. Totally does not burn the retinas of my eyes out. Okay, for those that don't know, there was a mass shooting in Buffalo, New York. 10 people were killed, others injured. The shooter, someone that serves 4chan apparently, he released a giant manifesto, 200 plus pages, some of it copy-pasted, which we'll go over later. And he names 4chan. He took the fucking vax, guys. He took the vax. That was his first mistake. He's a late bloomer to 4chan, came on board in 2020, and he says 4chan radicalized him. Well, one does not suddenly start hating the Jews. It happens gradually over time. So the entire show today is just going to be dedicated to the shooter. I can't think of his fucking name, and I keep thinking I'm going to be editing the show, and I'm not. So, don't know what his fucking name is. Live show, doing it live. Have no clue what the dude's name is. I'm sure we'll come across it as we do the posts. First post, why did he have to name 4chan? What a fucking retard. Can we survive this? Picture is, was there a particular reason or event that you decided to commit a violent attack? Before I begin, I will say that I was not born racist nor grew up to be racist. I simply became racist after I learned the truth. I started browsing 4chan in May 2020 after extreme boredom. Remember, this was during the outbreak of COVID. I would normally browse K because I'm a gun nut, or Out because I love outdoors, and eventually wound up on Poll. There I learned through infographics and shitposts and memes that the white race is dying out, that blacks are disproportionately killing whites, that the average black takes $700,000 from taxpayers in their lifetime. If I keep going, I'll keep tripping. And live. And we're doing it live. Okay. Eventually, I couldn't take it anymore. I told myself I was eventually going to kill myself to escape this fate. My race was doomed. There was nothing I could do about it. But then after browsing Poll one day, I saw a short gif of a man walking into a building and shooting a shotgun through a dark hallway. I didn't think anything of it, but then I saw it again and looked up who this person was. I thought to myself, why did this person do it? That person was Brenton Tarrant, and after some searches, I found the 17-minute livestream of him attacking the mosque. I eventually found his manifesto and read it, and I found out I actually mostly agree with him. Finally, I thought to myself, perhaps there's a chance that we can combat this. Maybe there's a chance we could take control and prevent our genocide. Now, guys, before I get going heavy on the show, man, me even talking about this is risky, okay? I like to test the boundaries of shit. I put out the fucking mass shooting on BitChute with, mind you, a not safe for life tag, meaning there's a giant disclaimer on there when you click it, and you have to opt in to even seeing it. And they still blocked that. Does that mean my BitChute account is gone? I don't know. It just says it's blocked and that they removed it. So I can't delete it now. And it's just kind of stuck there in limbo. I'm not sure. But whatever. So there you go. I could post a tank killing 10 Ukrainians. No problem. Them blowing into dust. No problem. Blood guts everywhere. That's fine. Mass shooting where a kid kills 10 people. Nope. Nope. Off limits. Off limits. Don't talk about that. You know, maybe instead of censoring people, just solve the problem in the first place, and then it won't happen. But, man, him naming 4chan in this manifesto is the dumbest shit. Why would you... I assume that he seems like a normie to me, and it seems like he's trying to educate people as to how he was educated. Enlightened by 4chan. And... though I do not condone violence of any kind, bro, I don't think I would go shoot up a supermarket full of poor people that are just trying to get by day to day. You know, like, I don't think that's going to solve the problem, bro. I think is, and a lot of people are saying the same. They're like, dude, there's like a Zionist temple a block away. And you're going to a fucking supermarket? Just 4chan humor. This American says, well, you guys really are a terrible influence. You ought to be ashamed of yourselves. I'm dripping in shame and guilt. I'm dripping in it. Smerica says, there are so many meta keywords, and the few screen grabs I've seen, it glows. Okay, but is he a glowy? I don't think he's a glowy, guys, but I do think that he was groomed by glowies. I think he was groomed by glowies. If not groomed by glowies, groomed by trannies. Definitely. I think he stumbled into a tranny Discord like an idiot. It was manipulated like a dum-dum. 4chan's now banning the video. This America says, started browsing 4chan in May 2020. Permaban all users who got here 2016 or later. Dude, I've been here 20 years, bro. Fuck. The thing is, okay, if you're an old fag, you're a boomer, okay? If you're a new fag, you're a zoomer. What does that leave? Bunch of fucking millennials in the middle? Jesus. Smerica says, false flag IMO seems very scripted, coached, and overdone, Desu Senpai. Jesus Christ. In my opinion, to be honest. This Jervis says, I hope this is it for 4chan. Too many times my arguments have been flawless, only to be insulted by people less than me in terms of knowledge, intellect, and character. I hope you all lose. The only place that still allowed you to speak your feeble minds, you pathetic losers. I could take a lifetime without 4chan. Can you? Smiley face. Even put the smiley face in there. I don't know if that's bait or just literally a tranny German seething. This American says, Green Text, can we survive this? And he says, God, I hope not. Yeah, dude, the only thing that's going to get me off 4chan is like the government literally tearing it down. This American says, what do you mean why? He's a new fag and only started browsing in 2020. And even then, only because of COVID. We had a mass influx of psychopaths, sociopaths, and masochists after 2019. It's no wonder he's a piece of shit. This Brazilian says, Green Text 2020 pandemic new fag. You're discussing with this kind of people? Man, the fact that that dude started browsing 4chan in 2020 and then 2 years later did a mass shooting spree is funny. Guys, in the video, he's shooting everyone, and he gets to this, like, dude he thinks is, I assume, thinks is a white dude. And then the guy's like, no! And he's like, oh, sorry. My bad. I just got done killing all these other people. I almost killed you. Sorry, bro. Sorry. Some dude's like, what fucked up morals have we gotten to right now? Sorry. Didn't mean it, bro. I'm only aiming for the blackies. That's just so straight. That's so crazy. That kid had to be on fucking antidepressants or something, man. He didn't seem right in the head. This American says the feds are playing in Buffalo. I don't know. I think he was either manipulated by trannies, the feds, and I also think that... I definitely think that the news media and the leftists are going to try and take advantage of this or any other shootings that are massively publicized, especially racially motivated ones, because that's what anything they can get their teeth sunk into, they're going to take. Okay, moving on to the next thread. And I'm sorry for no pictures, guys. This is just going to be an audio show today. Sorry. Deal with it, motherfuckers. OP says, this is from his manifesto. I'm now convinced he is indeed glowing. Picture is. Are you a Fed, shill, Mossad agent, false flag, patsy, imposter, Antifa, three-letter agent, globe, etc.? No, I don't think so. Who knows? Maybe it's the 2 shots of COVID vaccine juice going through my bloodstream that's really making me do this. It's healthy to have skepticism, of course, but don't let your skepticism turn you away from people who support you. So he's saying, maybe I got 2 doses of the vaccine and it's fucking me up and that's why I'm doing it. What the fuck? You also ever think that someone, like, took the vaccine and then goes on 4chan and figures out the truth and then they're just like, think they're fucked? You know? They're like, I took the vax, I'm fucked. Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Maybe you can detox that shit out of you, bro. You know? Like, maybe. You know? I don't know. Through hard work and effort, maybe you can somehow rewrite your DNA back to how it used to be before you injected it with some fucking genome therapy bullshit. I don't know. Maybe. But, oh well. You live, you learn. Then he says, why attack immigrants when Jews are the issue? Because they can be dealt with in time, but the high fertility replacers will destroy us now. It's a matter of survival. We destroy them first. I don't know, bro. Jews are, like, in power now. I don't, like, Mexicans and stuff are also in power, but I guess over time they'll become more in power because the white race will become a minority, I think is what he's... I don't know, I guess. Whatever, dude. His logic's all over the place. Leaf First Post says, direct link between vaccine and violence. There we go. Brit Bong says, anyone got a link to his manifesto? Glow Nigger replies, not welcome. A lot of people link him. It's really easy to find. It's like 300 pages, though. Enjoy. This dude posts a picture from the Discord, from a tranny Discord, and he says to the OP, it reads like a lefty poll Discord raider pretending to be poll. Wouldn't surprise me to find out they were CIA all along. I don't know. All the impressions I'm getting is that it was just a poor kid that was, I don't know, fucked up in the head and was groomed to doing what he did. I mean, there was so much premeditation. There were so many messages months and months in advance on Discord, mind you. Not on 4chan, on Discord. Discord is where it was all planned out. Not on 4chan, it was on Discord. That's where all the hate should be directed. This American says, high fertility replacers? The fuck? Who uses terms like that? Autists, you dumb shit. The people that browse 4chan, you dumb shit. This Brazilian anon says, the only video evidence is a fucking Rickroll posted minutes after the deed. Someone was posting the video with like a Rickroll at the end. Dude, it was legitimately one of the only times I've been Rickrolled in the last recent history that like I literally just sat back and laughed. It was really good. Someone uploaded, took the trouble of uploading it to Catbox and everything. It was like props and non-props. You guys notice you never see do a barrel roll anymore at all? That died with Sky King. When Sky King did a barrel roll, no, I mean, no one could... Because whenever you say barrel roll now, everyone thinks it's fucking Sky King. It's sad. He killed it with his sacrifice. Whatever. He took it to the grave with him, and I'm. It's an honor to have served with him. This America says it glows so bright it honks. I don't know, man. I think maybe the FBI had their tentacles in it a little bit, if only to groom him. We'll move on to the next thread. We got a lot of threads to go through. LMAO, he took the vax. Picture is Jimbo Boy, 4/14/22. Bros, what the fuck? My heart is aching and I'm so tired and my veins are sticking out of my arm. And he like shows a picture of his arm and has his veins there. Dude, that's normal. Dude, when I look at my veins, they're sticking out like that too, bro. I didn't take the vax. You dumb shit. It's normal. Anyways, it cause I got vaccinated against COVID, isn't it? I still gotta add my receipt posts to this transcript. It just seems like this kid's on medication. I bet he's on some sort of Adderall type of medication, like Ritalin. Some sort of upper. This America says he's cramping. Yeah. This America says, where is this posted? Link? I assume it's part of his Discord archive that was leaked. Someone posted the entire Discord archive. Bless you, Anons. I think this is one of the only shooters where we've had a lot of background on what he was doing before the shooting happened. I thought like some sort of anger or something would have triggered it, you know? You'd think anger, but it seems like it was premeditated for a long time. Yeah, I mean, like, in the video, when he goes to park, and then he's like, oh, wait, I'm about to shoot a bunch of people. I don't need to park. Like, laws won't matter in 5 minutes. You know? Like, goddamn. So surreal. It really reminds me of the end of Lolita. The end of the book Lolita, which I talked about in one of my episodes. At the end of Lolita, he, spoilers, kills a dude because he was fucking his daughter that he wanted to be fucking. And he blows the shit out of him. And then, like, when he's driving back, he's basically like, I've basically broken every single law. Who needs laws now? He starts swerving in the middle of the road. Like, fuck, you know, who cares what side of the road I drive on? I don't know. I really like that part of the book. That was a good part of the book. Very interesting. It brought me back to that. That moment when he's like, oh, I don't need to park. It was just so real. Like, people think it's fake. How can you fake stuff like that? That little things like that. Moving on. Buffalo Shooter's manifesto was copy-paste. The picture is 2019 Christchurch shooter. And then the right is 2022 kill high-profile enemies. Part of the new mass shooters thing, and is literally copy-pasted from Trinant's manifesto. And everyone was saying, slop, like, look right here, OP. The Buffalo Shooter's manifesto was literally copy-pasted from the Christchurch shooting. Sloppy job, Mossad. Right here, first post. Copy-past is a 4chan thing, new fag. Dude, this whole thing looks like a copycat of the Christchurch shooter. I mean, he says himself he was inspired by the Christchurch shooter. So why wouldn't he copy large chunks of the Christchurch shooter's manifesto into his own manifesto to show that he agrees with those specific parts exactly? Makes perfect sense to me. Dude, the dude wrote a bunch of shit on his gun, but if you look at the Christchurch shooter's gun, and then you look at the new 4chan mass shooter's gun, okay? It's like a shameful off-brand, like a knockoff brand, you know? It's like an autistic child trying to copy a grizzled warrior. But we get a kick out of that here, so whatever, you know? This is like the most fun I've had in 4chan for a long time since the start of the Ukraine war. You know, the Ukraine-Russia war when all that shit was going down 2 months ago. two fucking months ago. I thought Russia was going to take that fucking city in one day. I was wrong. I think they could take it in one day if they blew the shit out, if they actually were in a war, okay? But they're just, you know, you guys get it. You guys know what's going on. this guy... This guy posts the FBI finding mentally questionable young men online, and it's Mr. Krabs going up to SpongeBob and Patrick saying, instead of you guys killing yourselves, let me find you something real important for you to do for me. Yeah. This American says, this might actually be the worst false flag of all time. Dude, no. Just, I think it was like a year ago, half a year ago, during my show, like since I've started my show. Sorry, guys, unedited. Since I started my show, there was this guy in a truck a while back. It was literally swept under the rug instantly. And what he was like in his truck, he had this bean can bomb, is what I'm going to call it. It was like a coffee can bomb. It was in a coffee can, and he had it, and he's like, I'm going to blow myself and this place up if you don't let me speak to Joe Biden. I need to speak to Joe Biden or something. And he said he had a bunch of friends that were going to do it with him. Okay, his spoilers, guys, his friends were the FBI. Because he went to jail, and there was no other friends. It was just him. So yeah, man, it was just, I don't know, I've seen worse. Seen worse, bro. This America says, so much fucking cope from poll cells right now because they are literally mass shooters. Left-wingers, and it has like an anti-fascist right-wingers, it has a poll chud. Dude, I don't even think, you're saying that guy was a right-winger and not a, I don't know. This Italian girl says, oh, no, Mossad bros. Sloppy job, Mossad. Everyone's saying, sloppy job, Mossad. My guns. Cum skins are notorious for plagiarism. I think this is the first time I've ever seen someone plagiarize a fucking manifesto. That's a first for me. But, you know, 4chan, we don't like doing a lot of work here. We know the least amount of work possible. This Australian man says they're trying to ban body armor in the US, apparently because the geriatric security guard couldn't kill him using a handgun. Oh, because he had the plate. That's crazy, bro. If he got shot and the body armor saved him, that'd be crazy. They're trying to ban body armor. They're trying to ban everything that, you know, for civilians to equalize. It's dumb. Though, I mean, body armor doesn't really protect you against any type of rifle. Any type of rifle, it's going straight through that armor, bro. Going straight through it. High penetration. That's why everyone was saying, like, where's the blood? Where's the blood? Where's the wounds? It's like, dude, that bullet is going straight through that person's skull and out the other side. Dude, that's a long barrel rifle that kid was using. That bullet is going in one side, out the other side, and it is gone. It's in the cement, bro. It's like 10 feet down in the cement. Maybe not 10 feet. That's too deep. 10 feet would definitely block a bullet. This commie says, you've never seen a lazy teenager plagiarize an assignment? This might have been a glow op. If it's not, it's ridiculously retarded. But that's not proof, OP. I don't know, man. He said in his manifesto that he had like a 170 IQ. I'm sorry, kid. Bullshit. Bullshit. And usually the people bragging about their IQs are the ones that don't even really, you know, don't even have a good IQ. Remember when I made fun of Bo for that? I was like, don't brag about your IQ, Bo. Fucking goddamn it. This Netherlands Anon says, dude is inspired by Attack. Dude pays tribute to it in multiple ways, from the setup to the writings on his weapon. But no, the dude copies certain rhetoric verbatim because a $1 billion PSYOP didn't have enough cash to pay a typewriter for a day of labor. Get over yourselves. He copied it verbatim because he agreed with it and he wanted to share it. Stop coping. I agree with that guy. I just think it'd be, you know, if you're a 4chaner and you're writing your manifesto and you agree with everything this dude is saying, why aren't you just going to copy paste what he said? I don't know. I personally would want to put more work into my project. PNN does not condone violence of any type. Friendship is more important. This in the salon says, it's so fucking sloppy. Pickerlated is supposed to be his to-do list, which includes posting to 8chan, which has been down for years. Explain this, glowies. Also, fuck all the glowies in this thread. I hope you suffocate in your sleep tonight, bitch. Let's see. To-do list, continue writing manifesto. Excuse me. Fix leftism equality, clean oil AR, write 4chan, 8chan, and Discord posts. Link to Discord and Twitch. Links to manifesto and Discord transcript. And this guy's saying 8chan hasn't been up for years? He probably meant 8kun, dude. You know, like 8chan itself is down, but there's 8kun and stuff. There's like alt shoots and shit. He probably meant that. Or some sort of alternative, and that's not very fishy to me. What's fishier to me is this guy posting all these in his own Discord channel. Like, what the like, where's the rest of the people in this Discord? That's what I'm wondering. Yeah, weird. He's just categorized. The fact that he's, like, meticulously writing all this out like it's a journal makes me think that, like, he just was on Adderall or some sort of medication of some sort. That's what I think. Eh, whatever. Moving on. Next post. He tortured cats. Is this parental failure? Screenshot is Jimbo. 3/25/22. When I came home at 10:30, I was eating pizza bites, and that's almost comical. That makes me think it's feds right there. When I came home at 10:30, I was eating pizza bites. It's just too. My chicken tendies. Where are the chicken tendies at? You know? When I heard my cat Paige scream from the garage, I quickly enter and the gray cat was attacking her. I then spent the next hour and a half chasing the cat around the garage and stabbing it with my knife. It bled from the mouth, and at 11:45, I was able to grab the cat's tail and wind up, smack the cat's head on the concrete ground. I did that a few times, and when it went limp, I grabbed a hatchet and swung at its neck 20 times until it came off. I called my mom, and she gave me a box, and I dug a shallow grave in the backyard, and the picture is a literal headless mutilated cat. Now, I don't think anyone in their right mind could write that paragraph. Okay, that sounds like a fucking sociopath, a psychopath, whatever. That's what that sounds like. Fuck, man. Shit. This America says, we're a cat-loving website. Clearly a Redditor. Oh, you're a new fag, bro. You don't know about Zippo Cat? Don't know about Zippo Cat? You new bitch. Everyone's saying this. Everyone's saying this. Oh my god. This. We are a cat-loving site. This. Oh my fuck. Every single person that responded to that said this. That hurts me inside, guys. That hurts me inside. If you don't know, 4chan was founded on the mutilation of animals, okay? Not that I think it's right or agree with it, but that's what it was founded on. Zippo Cat was there. Zippo Cat was there at the beginning. Oh, man. So the fact that people could say we're a cat-loving website, clearly a Redditor, and then everyone agree with it, when in fact, like, we began with Zippo Cat, just, that was a failure. That whole thread and replies. That post and every reply to that post is 4chan fail right there. This guy says, did anybody ever tell this guy the Nazis pioneered animal rights legislation? He would have gone to prison for a long time for this shit. I guess, but dude, Nazis also are the ones that literally cut the head off a dog and kept it alive for like 2 weeks. Like, just the head of a dog. Like, that's some gruesome shit, bro. Gruesome shit. This America says, I see no problem with killing intruders who attack your family, even if they're kawaii cats, but 20 hatchet swings just to behead it? That's rather hard to believe. Dude, the whole thing was hard to believe. The fact that you would chase a cat around stabbing it, like, how would you get close enough to a cat to stab it but not catch it? Strange to me. You're just gonna stab it randomly as you're chasing it? That's horrific, psychotic shit. Like, just grab the cat by the nape of its neck, dude, and you can do whatever the fuck you want to that cat. And if it's a crazy wild cat where it's, like, scratching and shit, then you either have to, like, wrap it in a towel or just be a man and take the scratches, okay? Or I guess you could stab it with a knife a couple times until it's bleeding out of its mouth and then chop its head off. You could do that, I guess. Not saying I've never killed an animal or chopped an animal's head off, because I've done both, sadly. Fucking God. But I don't believe it was ever as horrific. It wasn't horrific like that. And my whole thought process behind it was, I want to kill this animal as fast as possible so that it doesn't suffer. That was my thought in my head. You know, I'm not going to go around stabbing the cat many times while it bleeds out its mouth and suffers or some stupid shit. Like, if I kill it or do anything, it's going to be, like, as humanely as possible. Here's a good... This American responded to that We Love Cats thing. He said, no, go back to be a Reddit fag boy. This guy responds, lurk more? Lurk more? Oh my god. See, lurk more has become like a default response like that. He doesn't agree with that dude, so he's like, lurk more. Well, Brit Bong, if you lurk... The guy doesn't respond about Zippo Cat either. Like, I don't... How are these guys so... No one in this thread even knows about Zippo Cat. I just... What have we become? What has this website become? Don't even know about Zippo Cat. Oh, you want a story? Real life story, guys? My uncle, he was... big southerner, okay? And he was kind of psycho fuck in the head. You know what he would do? He would sit on his porch and he would wait for wild cats. And whenever he saw a wild cat, you know what he'd do? get out his rifle and he'd shoot that fucking wildcat immediately. Put that fucker down. Then he would go over, grab it by the tail, fling it over the back of his back, walk over to the trash can, throw it in the trash can. Fuck it. Sit back on the porch, wait for another cat. That's what my uncle would do. How's that for your cat rights, guys? Man. Okay, moving on. No, sorry, Kick. Picture is that guy that was in the video that screamed, "No, don't shoot me," and he's like, "Oh, sorry." This America says, "Why didn't he shoot the guy?" This dude responds, "He was white." This Aussie responds, "Kek, what a lucky guy. Thing is, that same guy will denounce the kid's actions, such as the normie." This American says, "Makes me believe the women were all mega mutts if he spared the white." I don't know, all the women, even the woman at the very start that looks white, she wasn't white, dude. She looked like a gypsy. That's what she looked like to me. Looked like a fucking gypsy, you know. But not, some gypsies are based like Gypsy Crusader. I miss that guy. I miss you, Gypsy Crusader. This Confederate says, "Finally, an actual example of white privilege." Didn't get shot. How lucky. This guy says nigger head matter, and he like zooms in on a little scrap of the dude's head on the floor. This leaf says, "Help, I'm in a B-movie psyop," and the black chickie ends up shooting in the head underneath the Lay's. What a good... Isn't this a great advertisement for Lay's, guys? We've got wavy Lay's right here, right before that chick gets her dome fucking shot. This dude says, "Same energy," and he posts Sasuke saying, "Yeah, sorry." So great. This guy says, "I wonder what this guy's feeling right now." This dude says, "Probably happy isn't black, dude. If that was me, and then I like looked at the news after and saw that everyone he pointed his gun at was dead, I would just be sitting there in awe of what had just happened and how am I still alive?" He definitely rolled the dice with death that day. He rolled death's dice that day. Probably go to the casino, bro. That's what I'd be doing, going to the casino. If I just survive that, fuck, man. My luck's on a hot streak. Honestly, dude, if I survive that, I would literally go to the casino, put every penny I owned on, like, black or red or whatever, and I'd be like, "There we go. I bet that." Let's do it. Okay, moving on. Buck status broken, written on rifle. Literal proof that the hateful memes we post here inspire mentally ill people to commit acts of violence. After seeing this, I'm not making any more memes, and I'm leaving Poe for good. I don't want any part of this. Picture is the back of the dude's rifle. It says, "Buck status broken, hashtag BLM mogged." This leaf says, "I don't know why dumbasses take anything posted on this website seriously." Exactly. This American says, "Green text, read something on Reddit." This American says, "Stop making these fucking threads." Not for like 3 days, which it's been now. This American says, "BLM mogged, LMAO. This Australianon says, "I know what BLM is, but what is mogged?" It's just like a slang. It's like short form of alpha milling the other guy. Like you get outshone. This dude says, "Imagine being the first person to coin the term buck status broken. They're lurking right now. They are ingrained in history. Fix your fucking spelling and grammar, whatever." Tariq Nasheed was talking about this, and he said he was trying, I don't know, it sounded like he was trying to write it off, like, "Buck status is broken and the internet trolls are trying to bring it down, like, I'm not associated with this." Trying to do damage control. This Nazi says, "You'll be black, glowy, you'll be back." Yeah, I can't fucking leave. This America says, "Cringe CIA LARP." This American says, "Don't worry, I'll pick up the slack for you." "I will serve 4chan more." This American says, "Please tell me that shopped, LMAO." This guy says, "He wrote nigger on his front sight." Yeah, just so weird. Kind of cringe, but we're cringe here on 4chan. F-Bot said in his video, he's like, "You doing this breakdown on Nick Fuentes is absolute cringe." And I was just like, yes, yes, cringe. I love you, F-Bot. Damn right it's cringe. Fuck, we live and breathe in cringe here on 4chan. We are cringe. This America says, "Nasheed is responsible." We'll move on with that. Yeah, Tariq Nasheed is responsible. New info on Shooter. Shooter talked to his Discord butt buddies, probably agents, for months before attack, detailing his crimes and posting current crimes he committed. Please spread this around. And it has a bunch of posts he made. First post, 3-8-22, and he's like, scoping the place out. Inside, 53 black, 6 white, 2 arms, black security with pistols, 8 black on outside. Then the shooter was talking on the Discord on 3-8-22. Check for armor at 2. Continue map, 20 black, 1 white. Target 3 may be bad option, none was there. Then he says on 3-8-22 that Family Dollar has 10 black, inside, 5 outside. The lot next to Tom's is a bit less popular than Tom's itself. I need to find a place to gear up and start the live stream. And then over 2 months before, Discord was down for some time. He just opened it, made lots of notes, about to go to Tom's again. I drove all over looking for some other good place. Can't find any. Talk more later. So he's posting his plans months in advance. He's probably talking to federal agents. He's posting his crimes, which are weapon modification. He's detailing the next crimes he's going to commit. He's posting his face. And he's giving his motive. And the OP says, he was on our radar, but there was no crime committed. The FBI. Yeah, I don't know. This is crazy. If this is anyone's fault, it's Discord's fault. 100% Discord. This dude says, this nigga was absolutely groomed. And this dude says, the Discord was his family. Huh. This dude says, my parents know little about me. They don't know about the hundreds of silver ounces I've had or the hundreds of dollars I've spent. They don't know that I spent close to $1,000 on random military shit. They don't know I own a shotgun or an AR or legal magazines. Promise me if you have a child, you'll be there and you'll be close, be a friend to your child. I make sure they know that you will always help them. Talk about their problems and ways to solve it and never make them feel bad for coming to you. You know, that makes me feel that like he's not close to his family at all and he feels like he can't go to them for help. That's horrible. I would hate for my son or daughter to feel that way. Here's another post he made. I'm honored Air Force Reserve, but I'm not dying for Ukraine, LMAO. So he's Air Force Reserve. Oh no, he says, I'm honored Mr. Air Force Reserve, but I'm not dying for Ukraine. Okay, so he almost got drafted and then he wasn't drafted. Or not drafted, he was almost recruited into the military and he's like, fuck that, I'm not doing that. People are like trying to find the names of people that are related to him. They found this one name and they're trying to link it to other stuff. Talks about suicide a lot. This one's interesting. This was a month before the attack. I'm actually feel like vomiting right now. This is what I will be doing. I forced myself into this and now I have no escape. Well, besides suicide, of course. I've mentioned the problem with that before. God, I wish there was some other way. Why am I sent to do this? I'm not strong or brave or courageous. Why me, God? Why have you set my path like this? Or is this a result of my free will? Pole is a board of love. Yeah. Everyone's saying pole is a board of love. Yeah. I'll agree with that. I don't think actual friends would have encouraged him to do anything like this in any way similar to this. If anything, this hurts our movement in every way imaginable. It will hurt our freedom with weapons. It will hurt 4chan as a website. I just don't see how this helps in any way. Did get some funny 4chan content, though. Here's a post on 5522. It's not that I actually dislike other people. It's just they make me feel so uncomfortable. I've probably spent actual years of my life just being online, and to be honest, I regret it. I didn't go to friends' houses often or go to parties or whatever. Every day after school, I would just go home and play games and watch YouTube, mostly by myself. I had some activities like Boy Scouts, and I was in my school swim and soccer team once. Out of my years of playing video games, I only remember a few moments. Everything else is just blank. Oh, and I was a volunteer firefighter before COVID hit. COVID changed a lot of things for me. For some reason, I was deathly afraid of getting sick and having permanent disabilities afterwards. You could thank Reddit for that. This America says, poor kid was entrapped and groomed by feds. Those fuckers used his regrets and mental health issues to get him to commit the shooting. I don't think that's far off. Just sounds like a sad kid, man. Sounds like a sad kid that was confused about what would help the white race progress forward. I don't think shooting up a fucking supermarket of poor people helped us too much, bro. This America says, if he had posted here, he'd have been called a faggot. Yeah, I know, bro. Yeah. Okay, moving on. I believe this is the last thread of the day. New info on Discord Shooter. Shooter was groomed in a tranny Discord server by glow niggers. Discord logs, links to read yourself, link for zip, manifesto, video. Post is literally a picture of the dude's fucking... The dude, like, look at this autism. The dude literally drew the store out and has the path he's gonna run or walk or shoot people in. Like, dude, how much more premeditated could you get? Insane. First post is a guy saying Discord needs to be shut down. Yes. Yeah, definitely. This dude says, I actually enjoy talking to a lot of them. I would be devastated if they died in a shootout, but this is what I have to do. Literally, I have no other choice now. I've said that a lot, haven't I? So he's saying FBI agents may no-knock raid his friends in Discord, but he's okay with that, even though he'd be sad if they died in a shootout or something. I don't know, just very strange. Oh my gosh, this is a great... Here we go. This American says, I hope new fags take it as a lesson to never click tranny cord links posted here. And this guy responds, there have been a lack of those honeypot links lately here. Guess we know why. And this dude responds, I'll go online and publish links to downloads of manifesto and transcript tomorrow. And then, Jim Boy, yesterday at 9:35, https www.friendschan.org. He posted links on FriendsChan, guys. FriendsChan, the site that Pull News Central's linking. Everyone's going to be like, FriendsChan is a honeypot, FriendsChan is a honeypot. Because the shooter literally went to FriendsChan. That's insane. So crazy. Right here, this American says, FriendsChan glowed from space, and this is even more proof. FriendsChan's going to have some splaining to do. I don't know, that's probably a good place to kind of end the show. FriendsChan being mentioned by the shooter. And he just keeps putting... He autistically premeditated this attack, guys. Autistically premeditated. Mentioned FriendsChan. Mentioned 4chan. Planned this out months in advance. Months and months and months in advance. Had Discord friends that I assume were encouraging it. Who knows? Mark. He talked to Mark and them or... in whatever. This whole thing is nuts. This whole thing is crazy. What do you guys think? You tell me what you guys think. Is he a FBI agent? Was he just groomed? Is he just a kid that made a mistake? Let me know. Let me know what you think in the comments down below. Please like, we're doing it live. Please like, comment, and subscribe. I love you all. You have a great day. Goodbye.
Listen, instead of killing yourselves, I've got something real important for you to do for me.
You can't keep getting away with this! You can't keep getting away with it!